WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Gypsy dance groups, Turkish wedding bands, and klezmer ensembles may be unlikely models for a pop movement in the 21st century, but critic Milo Miles says that these older styles have been taken up by a new wave of young bands who enjoy mixing the old ways with the latest rock, funk, and hip-hop.
Back in the mid-60s, there was an American Bandstand spinoff called Where the Action Is, which went around the country filming teen scenes that were hot. It seemed to me ever since then that if you listened widely and diligently, you could tell where the action is in pop music. And right now, I think it's in gypsy fusion bands. This is a wildly eclectic style that began with the klezmer revival of the 80s, picked up steam when Eastern European gypsy wedding bands finally began to tour the United States, and really took off a few years ago when DJ Eugene Hutz formed Goggle Bordello. That and like-minded groups now voraciously blend punk, hip-hop, and techno, as well as folk styles from all over North Africa, Eastern Europe, and the Middle East. Two of the finest performers are Golem, whose debut, Fresh Off Boat, came out late last year, and Balkan Beatbox, whose second album, New Med, just came out. They invite everyone in with the track Hermetico. Here we go, go! You better listen. The BBB train riding on a rhythm. We know they're hungry, so we better feed them. Skip the boat and give them some hope. Pick up your clapping hands and pay attention. From the Middle East to the open nations. We're coming straight to you, no complications. As yella yella, come on, give me some hope. Give me some hope.
Golem offers a more cabaret storytelling style of gypsy fusion and is fronted by singer and accordionist Annette Ezekiel. Balkan Beatbox goes for the all-out worldwide rave-up mode and was founded by drummer Tamir Muscat and saxophonist Ori Kaplan. Most important, though, both groups feature wildman vocalists who seem to be members of the extended Borat family. That is, guys who are sometimes crazy like a fox and sometimes crazy as a loon. Aaron Diskin does this duty for Golem. DJ Tomer Yosef rouses the rabble for Balkan Beatbox. Yosef has an edge because the hip-hop element in the group allows him to get into flat-out rapping. And you have to love a guy who starts a show by cueing a rooster crow and saying, "There is only one rule. When you hear the chicken, make some noise."
I'm the digital monkey. Supply the frequencies and beat the rhythm that's funky. I come from Middle East but don't belong to no country. I jump from tree to tree, put my track on CD with the BBB. All the ladies in the place make me feel sexy. I got that style, you go get the taxi. I drive this town to get the trash to the fancy. Red street to the lens, I'm the monkey on the MC. I smoke the lala, we're gonna take it hala. I smoke Shakta Vayala, the highest on the scala. Velala, la, 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 li, li, li. So bring the dance and leave the guns and take it up all the way to Washington, D.C.
Balkan Beatbox delivers a dance blowout with taste as broad and boundless as the internet. One number they suggest a mutant Turkish wedding band, thick with horns. The next a Bulgarian women's choir come down with a case of the funk beats. On New Med, the quick changes always feel road-tested at live shows, and Balkan Beatbox never forgets a pop verity. If you do politics and protest and party, make sure the party comes first. And not the communist one, either. As opposed to the in-this-moment Balkan Beatbox, almost all of Golem's material is from folk sources, though you would never know it.
not just because the players attacked the music with punky joy, particularly Alicia Joe Rabins on violin and Curtis Hasselbring on trombone, but because singers Ezekiel and Diskin bring a certain oversex neurosis and big city angst to their performance. The message is that the music is from the old world, but they're not. A refreshing quality shared by Golem and Balkan Beatbox and the Gypsy Fusionists in general is that they don't have the tense relationship with traditional music that many early eclectic pop groups had. What to do? Uphold tradition? Expand tradition? Trash tradition? The Gypsy Fusionists suggest the best answer is to make your own.
Milo Miles lives in Boston. He reviewed Fresh Off Boat by Golem and New Med by Balkan Beatbox, both on the J-Dub label. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Sue Spolin directed the show. I'm Terry Gross. Remember, you can download podcasts of Fresh Air by going to our website, freshair.npr.org.